The music.
You got to start with something.
Midnight Believers. It's like WWF. We're coming down with, you know, UFC. Coming down with the war song.
I had other options, but I thought, yeah, I'll just go this way. And now we'll transition. There we go. Hey, Mike. So
you should have the soundtrack from what's that stupid movie with the battle scene with the machine gun on the boat?
Oh,
you don't have
Act of Valor.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, I could watch that whole movie, but that's the only part that I really want to see.
I just fast forward.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate their tactics. You know, having been, having learned some of that stuff, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Obviously. Not that I'm here to judge them, because that's kind of ridiculous. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, man, it's been an interesting week. So, I don't think I'd necessarily say a coworker, but a fellow law enforcement, same agency, committed suicide just a couple days ago.
Oh,
yeah, in his patrol car, I guess. And what's interesting is today I got a text message from one of my deputy friends who just welcomed a new baby girl into the world. So it's an interesting view of, you know, a time to live and a time to die, a time to be born and a time to die, like Solomon said. So it just kind of brings into perspective how, you know, there's a real fragility of life, but there's also, you know, God is good and he keeps bringing life to people. And so that's kind of been where my head's at right now. It's been very interesting. Very interesting. And I'm going through the book of Genesis, you know, in my Bible college stuff. And there is a whole lot of death in the book of Genesis. One chapter in particular, you know, there's we see that Rebecca's dead. Jacob's nurse dies at the very end of that same chapter. I think it's that same chapter. Isaac dies. So there's a whole lot of death in there. It's very interesting. And you know, that's what the devil comes to bring. He comes to bring death. And it's true what God said when Eve and Adam ate of the fruit. He said, "You'll surely die." Well, they did. They didn't die physically right away. But there was sure separation from life, right? God is that life, so. It's weird stuff, man. And then I know that you had some dealings with some stuff last week. I mean, this... And we talked about suicide previously. I won't go into all of that again, but it is, it's a nasty thing.
You know, so this week's been busy. Met with one of the head chaplains for, you know, Buckeye Police here in Arizona, And you know, you talk about life and death, you know. I'm going through that hurdle of being fingerprinted and, you know, background check and all that stuff. And having, you know, you're talking about Genesis, so I'm still going through the book of Acts, and it's going to be a while. You know, there's obviously death and tragedy in the book of Acts.
Yeah.
And one of the verses I keep reminding myself and sharing with the church is John 10:10. that the thief, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And obviously, Satan just can't kill anybody. Or at least, let me retract and rephrase. Satan can't kill without God's permission, so to speak. Satan can't touch our bodies, and referring to believers, right? Unless he gets the okay from God. Like, Job.
Yeah.
Satan comes to God. Hey, let me test Job. God says, you could test him, but just you can't touch his life. Mm-hmm. So we know that God holds authority to life. And what bewilders me sometimes is we as believers forget that Satan needs to get permission, so to speak. If the opportunity is there to take out our life. But, you can't. God is the author of life. And I had a young 13-year-old girl, not a member of my church, but one of the family members, grandkids, and she tried to commit suicide, And, I got to the hospital, and she took quite a bit of acetaminophen, basically Tylenol, and she cut herself pretty good between her wrist and her elbows, Luckily, she's young. Hopefully, the scarring won't be too bad. But I think sometimes we focus so much on Satan's ability to steal, kill, and destroy. Because Satan wants to ultimately distract us, and discourage us. But in that same verse, Jesus says, I came that I might give life more abundantly. And I think that's where, a lot of believers forget that there's abundance, there's life in Christ. And it's just, it's just so sad to see. Not only is there a line of duty death notice almost every day in our country, in the thin blue line especially, in firefighters, but to take your own life and then on top of that, in a patrol car, the aftermath that causes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just heavy.
Extremely.
No matter how you put it, especially if it's in your own agency. It just has that numbing feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if was he a believer or no? Do you know? Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it's bad enough if there's suicide within the Christian. That shouldn't be, but there is, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But to think that there is suicide behind the badge,
mm-hmm.
and you always ask those questions: were the signs there? Was there any hints?
Sometimes there's not,
and there's not. So, I think that's just the hard part, is trying to, I think we all do this. What could we have done
mm-hmm.
to prevent it?
Yeah.
I was just meditating this morning on, as a man thinketh, so he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so important, vitally important, to be aware of what's going into our minds. And, replaying whatever is in your mind over and over again, so much so that you start believing it, you start being in the vortex of it, and next you know, that's what you're going to sell.
You got to really be careful about what kind of thoughts you think. I have a friend who once said that And he heard it from his pastor, unfortunately, but said something to the effect of, "Well, you know, you can't sin with your thoughts." And I said, "Well, actually,
well, run from that church." Hello.
Yeah, actually, you know, I think it was Paul that said to take your thoughts captive.
Yeah.
And
while you're thinking that, I'm gonna look something up real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. You know, you start to think about something and it goes into another thought and another thought, and then it goes into an action. And, you know, before you know it, you're at a place that you just can't really back out of. Now, as a believer, I just want to say, you know, if somebody out there listening to this does have thoughts of suicide, it's not abnormal to have those thoughts. Okay, but it's not okay to follow through with it. It's not okay to suffer in silence and not get any help. Because that's exactly where Satan wants you to be. That's exactly where the enemy wants you. Wants you so hopeless and to believe that you're so alone that you cannot turn to anybody else. But that's a lie. Mm-hmm. It's a lie from the pit of hell itself. God gave us community for a reason. And I can tell you right now, I have gone to therapy. I've practiced all kinds of different, you know, you talked about meditating. It's no secret. I've talked about it before that there are some times that there's a Christian meditation on YouTube that I've employed. Breathing exercises. I do those at work all the time. Breathing exercises are great. Exercise, obviously, that's a huge one. I've heard that 30 minutes of cardio is the same as taking a full dose of antidepressant without the side effects. So, you know, if you're experiencing depression and it's getting to a point where you do have those thoughts of suicide, you need to reach out. You can reach out to one of us if you need to. We'll hook you up with somebody, okay? If it's a referral, refer you to somebody who knows better than we do, but there's no shame in it either, and that's a stupid stigma that needs to go away. Mm-hmm. You know, talk to your pastor, talk to some sort of faith leader if that's where your head's at, and if they don't do any good, then they suck at their job and go find somebody else. But you know, each and every one of you is needed in this world right now, especially in days like this. So, yeah, don't follow through. Get some help. What do you got there, Mike?
What are you talking about? We're thinking about, you know, the whole thought. It's the acronym THINK. Mm-hmm. Is it true? Is it helpful? It's inspiring. Is it necessary? Is it kind? It's that thought process of what are we putting into our mind, mm-hmm. you know? And I don't know if it was A.W. Tozer or R.A. Torrey who came up with, sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a destiny, you know? And I've quoted Zig Ziglar many a times. He's the one who says, you are who you are and where you are because of what you put into your mind. You know, change what you put into your mind, you know, and you can change who you are. And, you know, to anybody, I mean, seriously, to anybody that's having thoughts of suicide, having thoughts of ending your life, please reach out to somebody. You know, we talked about this at length in previous episodes, but it seems like it's almost a daily occurrence now. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not in law enforcement, it's somewhere. It's, you know.
And it's younger and younger.
Yeah. My daughter was not traumatized, but she was like really moved by, I don't know if it was a 12 or 13 year old in Utah that, you know, took his own life. Mm-hmm. 13, 12 or 13, either way, you know. And she, you know, my daughter's like, why would you do that, you know? And yeah. And I told my daughter, I was like, not every kid's like you. Like, your outlook on life is half full.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a lot to look forward for. Athletics, you know, some of these kids, you know, they have such, I don't know, I don't want to be insensitive when I say this, but, you know, it's like we need to somehow at times be like rhinos. We need to have like a tough hide.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, other times we need to be sensitive and stuff, but like the world's evil out there. Yeah. People are not nice.
Right.
You know, and my daughter was just like, why would you want to take your life just because someone, you know, got bullied online? And I said, and I told my daughter, I was like, bullying is never going to go away.
Yeah.
From childhood school all the way to being a senior citizen. Bullying's not going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's being able to take that and get stronger and not to let that get, you know, to get under your skin. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the Bible says the life and death are in the power of the tongue, right?
Yeah.
James says that one minute we're cursing God, next minute, like, praise the Lord, you know? Then it's just kind of like, well, it's like building calluses. When you're lifting weights, yeah, when you're first doing, like, you know, barbell deadlifts, yeah, it's easy, you know. I'm like, it's as soon as you start putting on the plates and you're in the, you know, 3, 4, 5 hundos, your skin's, you know, mm-hmm. you're gonna start developing that. But it's that balance. If you don't work it out, you stay soft and supple like a doctor's hands, right? But then at the same time, you don't want to be so soft that you can't, you know, lift something when you need to lift. So, it, you know, it's like that balance. And I think in our profession, I was talking to a retired police officer today. He's doing fingerprints at the department. That's his role. And he's a Catholic guy. He was like, hey, by the grace of God, I'm alive today. I retired 33 years from Dayton, Ohio. And he's like, many a times I should have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
And but he knows that there's a God. He knows that he got saved. But I don't know what it is. Suicide's getting younger and younger. It seems like they have less and less hope.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah. I think that's the word it boils down to right there is hope.
Yeah, and. You know, Hebrews says, what, hope is the evidence of things unseen, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a guy who's a foreigner who married an American citizen. So he, by nature, became an American citizen. And, you know, he has that Eeyore mentality, like, woe is me. And I have to remind myself, I'm like, man, even what little I have, I am so much more richer than anybody in a third world country. It's just sad. I had a friend of mine speak at the church last week. His name is Gary Kusinoki, retired as a lieutenant from Orange County Police Department. And now he's running relief organizations, mainly to Uganda.
Yep, yeah. I listened to that, yeah.
And but he was showing me some pictures of where his son pastors a church in Uganda, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, wow. Yeah, I have no room to complain.
That's awesome.
But anyways, go ahead. I know you have something else here.
Oh, you're good. I'm just going to... read us a couple of passages here in closing because I got to get going. But Psalm 6 is one of my go-tos, especially when, you know, speaking of depression, anxiety, that kind of stuff. And says, Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from my groaning all night long. I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil. For the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. One of the best parts about that is verse 4. Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. It's not because of anything that we do. It's because of what he did.
Yeah.
And lastly, that old go-to, Titus 2:13, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have any hope, that's your hope right there, the appearing of Christ as he comes back for his church. And with that, we didn't pray in, but Mike, you want to pray us out?
Father, we thank you for this short mini podcast that we could do. Just pray for encouragement for those that are wearing the badge, Lord, the brothers and sisters in law enforcement and those in fire. Lord, will you give them hope if they see as though they have no hope in their hearts right now? That hope is you, Jesus Christ. You died on the cross for our sins. You tell us in the book of Romans that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And so, Father, we do pray and we do ask that, Lord, you would speak to us, you would minister to us, Lord. And I just ask for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, upon this place. And Jesus, we do pray and we do ask that, Lord, you would just continue to watch over men and women that are wearing the badge, Lord, and protect our hearts, protect our minds, Lord, especially the whispers of our enemies. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, they would find themselves in church today to be taught the word and to be encouraged, Lord, and to look for that blessed hope, Lord God. And I just pray that, Lord, you would allow us to experience life more abundantly in these crazy times and crazy last days. Just ask for an outpouring of your blessings, Lord God, upon us, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, Mike. Okay, so, like I said, if you're dealing with some issues, reach out to us, okay? We do have resources, both of us. If you're in Arizona, we got some resources there now. And if you're in Oregon, I have a large list of resources to help you out. So don't think you need to suffer in silence. That's just ridiculous. And for Thin Line Believers, we just added a whole bunch of apparel to the website. So if you haven't been on there in a while, or if you haven't checked it out at all, head on over to thinlinebelievers.com and check that out. And if you don't, if you're not somebody who wants to buy some apparel, but you do want to support us, we'll find a way. We're working on that. So anything else, Mike?
Nope.
Cool. All right, folks. See you next week.